never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
That'll be the day when a bum like you can take care of me. I suppose this is the first time you ever run into a bus driver, isn't it?
To be the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes.
I'm Taxi Dave. I'm here at Casa Claire up in Havistraw. up in Havistraw by the Hudson River, where we're waiting for fireworks at 9 o'clock, so right after we end the show, I'm going to watch some fireworks. And JFK Mike's in the studio. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, yes, guys. The fireworks are here, too. Just want to say, Dave, I want to take this opportunity to blow your own horn, okay? I mean, if you get away from the weird visual, what that says, you are the number one talk show at 8 o'clock on Sunday night. The ratings came out. You're off the charts. Congratulations, kid.
I'm getting a lot of press about it. More press than the MTA and Penn Station.
Yeah.
Hey, how long have we been talking about the problems of Penn Station? Like 2 years?
Well, I'll tell you.
The governor just realized there's an emergency situation there.
Yeah.
It's been going on for 2 years.
I mean, there is a group of people out there who have probably figured out that all you have to do is tell the boss you're taking the Long Island Railroad or the Metro North or the train in, and you probably get another hour of sleep every morning. So that's the good news.
Like it. Like
yeah.
It. We have some recalls we'll bring to you, over 200,000 vehicles. You know, our email address is taxihale@AOL.com, and we'll read your emails over the air. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. We're on iHeartRadio. People listen to us around the country. People listen to us in the New York metropolitan area on WOR 710, the station of the Etz. Oh, that's the Mets. Sorry. What can I tell you?
Yeah.
Speak up.
And nationwide, aren't you on iHeart?
Gee, oh, maybe I didn't say that.
It's like deja vu.
On iHeart Radio.
I'm dreaming this.
It's on the internet. It's worldwide.
Yeah.
It's not nationwide. There's a lot to do. You know, first of all, it's July 4th weekend. 44 million drivers around the country are going to be driving. Gasoline is reasonably priced compared to what it's been up and down. And it's time to get outdoors, okay? Something I should have said when I hosted the Today Show. I've been sorry I didn't say it. Now, if you're suffering from depression and you're in the house, get out! It's beautiful weather. Get up. Enjoy the days. Okay? Enjoy them. There's so many things to do in New York City during the summer. I mean, we have the fireworks on July 4th, right?
Right.
A lot of people, millions of people. Nobody knows each other. Go ahead. July 4th in the daytime, the hot dog eating contest at Nathan's out in Brooklyn. You know, I went there once. I got there 7 in the morning, got myself a really good spot. And if you've never seen it, it's something you need to do once in your life. Definitely put it on your bucket list. And let's see. And have a couple of hot dogs, because it's going to make you hungry. What could I tell you?
Yeah.
Also in New York City, does anybody eat? You don't want to get out of your house? Do you eat? Well, in New York City, there's something called Restaurant Week, and that's happening starting July 24th. Okay, now Restaurant Week, this is the 25th anniversary. They don't know how to count, so it's from July 24th until August 18th. It's Restaurant 3 weeks.
I like it.
Okay, I mean, Central Park. They drained the lake. Did you know you can go fishing in Central Park in New York City? You can rent a model boat and race it. And you'd even see people on their on the roller skates, you know, disco roller skating. What could I tell you?
That's the home of, the home of the three-eyed trout. Just want to congratulate New Yorkers. You're number one.
No, that's the Hudson River.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's the Hudson River. What can I tell you? We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. I wanted to wish a happy birthday to America. Okay? I mean, it's not the 4th, it's the 2nd. And
happy birthday to
you. And last week, I just wanted to tell everybody, was 6 months till Christmas.
Yay!
It's 90 degrees in New York, and we're 6 months away. All right, start planning. Start buying. Oh. Now, we'll get into Inside Taxi in a little while. Here's a safety message from my friends at Hereford Insurance Company. Use extra caution as holidays mean there will be motorists going and coming from holiday events and may be driving under the influence of alcohol or other illegal substances. Okay? If you've attended a holiday event, get some rest before and after the event. Driving while drowsy places drivers at the same risk as driving while intoxicated. Yeah, look out for those other drivers and don't drink and drive, okay? Don't drink and drive. In New York City, there are so many breweries and restaurants, distilleries now.
Bars.
Yeah, bars. On every block, there's a bar.
Mm-hmm.
And just put your hand up. Hail a cab. Don't drive. It's stupid, it's silly, and you're jeopardizing other people's lives.
Right.
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 I mean, we were at a winery today up in Warwick. See, you got to get out and do these things. They had bands there. Who knew? The Peach Project was great, by the way. We had John Ray Langhorn on this show, actually, lead guitarist for Peach Project. They were there. The band was there. And Reflections was there. What a great show. I mean, this is the time of year, folks, to enjoy your life. When I see a beautiful day, blue skies, just not overbearingly humid and hot. Yeah, it was a little humid, a little hot, but this is what life is all about. Get out there and enjoy it.
Right.
Okay? Let's see. We're starting to get some emails. Hey, Dave, be sure to share the good news about the taxi vehicle extensions. And I will get to that. Now that she reminded me, I thought I printed it out. I guess here it is. All right. Just a little New York taxi information. Because the TLC now holds all medallion owners to the same high safety standards, the reasons for limiting extensions to independent taxi owners and long-term drivers no longer apply. Additionally, data from the TLC emissions and safety inspections reveal, regardless of a medallion's classification, comparable yearly mileage and high inspection passing ratings. Therefore, in line with recent TLC rule changes, which standardize requirements that apply across to the two classes of medallions, as well as recent city administrative code changes, the bottom line is that vehicles granted an extension must continue to pass triannual safety and emissions inspections to remain in service, but the rules will allow taxi owners to request a hardship extension. A lot of people are running into hardships and can't afford to buy a new vehicle.
Right.
They're safe. And as long as they're safe, why not keep them on the road a little longer? Right? Mm-hmm. Thank you for sending that in. That's from a young lady. Dorothy. Hey, Dorothy. How are you? The last program you said we need more advertisers on the air. I have an idea. I have an idea. I'm willing to drink one Starbucks coffee less per week and instead send you my coffee money to support your program.
Aww.
I need 1,000 yellow taxi drivers like me. Can it help? Hey, Mr. Hakimi, thank you so much.
Aww,
now, we have loyal listeners.
Now, Dave,
how about you guys in California or Pittsburgh or Detroit have been sending me emails also? Chicago, Philadelphia.
That's right. You know, I was going to suggest going over to Mommy's Purse, but maybe that isn't the right way to do it. We're going to get ads of our own accord.
Want a soupy sales moment?
Yeah. Mommy's Purse.
A soupy sales moment.
Yeah.
Moment. Here we go. Let's see. Tell me, here's an email from another Mike. Tell me why the taxi apps can't have an option for a Nissan. Well, the taxi apps can't have an option for a Nissan. I don't know. Why can't they have an option for a Nissan? I guess some people don't want the taxi of tomorrow? Who knows?
Let me just say one thing about the vans. I think we're on the same page, Dave, with the money coming in for the wheelchair accessible vans. The cabbies have to reinvestigate how they can make money with the wheelchair vans, because they have brand new Nissan, what is it, NV200 vans. I know they got the other vans, but those vans, they got the Sirius radio in there for free in the beginning. You can subscribe later on, but it's a really sharp car. The seat costs like $2,000. It's a great seat. It's very good if you're tall.
You know,
and
Mike,
I think they have to look at reevaluate.
If they're wheelchair accessible cabs,
yeah.
The average driver made $652 from the TIF, the Taxi Improvement Fund,
mm-hmm.
of the 30 cents payments.
Right.
And in May this year, there were more than 7,200 trips taken through accessible dispatch. So that's about 260 accessible fares every day. Pick them up. If you go and you have to drive a mile, I think you get something like $20.
Right.
If you wait, you get time. If there's nobody there, you get paid for that also. And plus you're getting, you know, the 30 cents on each fare. So there are some drivers making a couple of hundred a week just on the accessible fares.
Wow.
Right.
But before I forget, because I'm going into a lot of stuff over here, Matt Dawes is the former New York City chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, the longest standing chairman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. Okay? He works for a company now. He's a partner in a law firm called Wendels Marks. They have the largest transportation section, probably in the country. And they do a lot of interesting things. This past week, on Tuesday morning, they had a forum, The Future of the Medallion Industry. And there were a number of different panels, a number of different things were discussed. You heard the bad and you heard the good. And most of all, there was a lot of hope. That's what I heard listening to all the speakers. And there was even one really good-looking speaker. I'll let Matt tell you about that. And with us now is Matt Dawes. How are you, Matt?
We had Taxi Dave on the show. He was the best-looking speaker we had, I thought.
And don't forget it.
Well, first of all, congratulations, Taxi Dave and company, on your ratings. That's fantastic news, but I knew it was going to happen. But
yeah.
All the best to you. Congratulations.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And thanks for participating in the forum. It was a university forum, the U.S. Department of Transportation's Research Center for Region 2, New York, New Jersey, and Puerto Rico held a forum at NYIT, New York Institute of Technology. We had Taxi Dave. We had the CEOs of Aspire and Progressive Credit Union, the TSA, the Taxi Cab Service Association. So we heard from lenders, accessibility and disability rights advocates, labor experts, drivers groups. We also had, actual individual drivers there for the first time in a university setting. We heard directly from the drivers. We had a keynote speech from the chairman of the Transportation Committee for the City Council, Adonis Rodriguez.
That was some speech. You know, he was quoted in Cranes. He's going to come out with a blue ribbon commission. Let me ask you something. Did you ever hear of a pink ribbon commission? I don't know why there's a blue ribbon commission. But a blue ribbon
commission. That's for people who hand out the pink slips. I'd rather have blue than pink.
And the commission is going to get to the bottom of why. I mean, we know why yellow cabs have to become 50% wheelchair accessible. But why not app-based companies like Uber?
Well, what I liked, in addition to some of the leveling of the playing field things that he announced, and it was unexpected, he announced some initiatives he's going to be undertaking. He also said he's going to look into the congestion issue, which I think is really important. And he's running for Speaker of the City Council as well. He's a declared candidate. So we'll see where that goes. But I thought we had some pretty good ideas coming out of the panel discussions, Dave. I thought that you and the lenders and the TSA articulated some of the major concerns that we have, but it was constructive. I think for the policymakers, we identified the things that need to be done, including a growth limitation, including a solution that makes sense for accessibility, which we talked about some specific ideas, some flexible pricing. We even talked about fare increases.
We're on with Matt Dawes, the former chairman of the Taxi and Limousine Commission. By the way, if you have some questions, our phone number is 800-321-0710. You can stay with us for a few minutes. 800-321-0710. Sorry, Matt. Go ahead.
That's all right. The longest standing TLC commissioner is now sitting down. and chilling. So I thought, you know, talking about accessibility, you know, right before I went on the air, Dave, you were talking about the Taxi Improvement Fund. I thought one of the most interesting things that happened this Tuesday at the forum was there was pretty much unanimity on an idea, which I think would work better than the Taxi Improvement Fund. I mean, why have all this money changing hands? Why have passengers pay for it? You were the first person, Taxi Dave, who ever mentioned how ridiculous it is, the MTA wasting all the money that we sent them with the surcharge all these years. Service got much worse. It didn't get better. But most importantly, you identified how ridiculous it was policy-wise for the MTA, which is in competition with yellow cabs, to be subsidized by their competition. So I think they should do something for us and for the regulators and the passengers in the industry. And I think it's as follows. And nobody disputed this idea. Let's have the MTA's AccessoRide program go exclusively to liveries and taxicabs. And have point-to-point service and save millions and millions of dollars and have that money that's already being wasted by the MTA on AccessoRide.
Most people don't know that AccessoRide costs New York City taxpayers $750 million each year. What is the average AccessoRide fare, Matt, about? Do you know?
It's about $60 per person.
So if I'm going from your office to home or something, if somebody's going 10 blocks or 20 blocks or 30 blocks, Edith Prentice, who's in a wheelchair, she's the head of a disabled association. She said that she wants to go from Manhattan to her home in Washington Heights, and it's like a merry-go-round. They take her to Queens, they take her to Brooklyn, and then they take her to the Bronx, and then back to Washington Heights. So it's really not set up for the best. And what you're saying, Matt, is instead of calling AccessoRide and having four or five different people in the car, and they get, you know, the taxpayers pay $60 for each fare, you're saying give those fares to yellow cabs, because most of the disabled community are not in wheelchairs, right?
That's true, but also for the ones that are in wheelchairs, there's so many accessible vehicles out there now. What I find
1700
the cart before the horse was when they passed the state law creating the green cabs. There was no plan to use them. Let's just put them on the road. We'll figure it out later. What they should have done, and what they still should do, is not have all these numbers. There should be one number. Call 311 or whatever the number is, and use an app to call a cab anywhere in the city. And AccessoRide should pay the drivers directly right into their accounts.
Right.
And that's the way it should work. And you know what? It should apply to everyone. Everybody who is part of AccessoRide, which is pretty much the entire disabled community, should be able to benefit from using these cabs with an app. And let's save some money. The MTA is wasting this money year after year. We've already proven that liveries and sedans and even taxicabs do work as part of the brokerage program. They have
every time you take a yellow cab, there's a 50-cent surcharge, folks, and that surcharge it goes to the MTA. So, like you said, Matt, we're supporting and we're subsidizing our competition, and we don't get anything for it. You know, there are some drivers who say, hey, at least let us use the bus lanes when we have a passenger, or make a right turn, you know, instead of going a mile out of the way. We have an email for you, Matt, with a question from Gadra Tola. Is the TLC a private organization that works in conjunction with New York City government, or is it a solid part of New York City government like other city agencies? Secondly, is it true that the TLC is about to get dismantled soon and the state will take over running the yellow cab industry? Thanks, Gadra Tola.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm next.
Well, answer the first one first, as far as is it a private organization?
It is a solid governmental public organization, but it was, it created with the purpose of being independent in theory. With 9 seats by commissioners, the chair is appointed by the mayor, and 3 other spots, and the council appoints 1 commissioner per borough.
Is it the borough president that appoints them, or is it the city council?
it's the city council delegation for each borough that nominates. Like we had Nora Marino there, a wonderful commissioner who gave a great speech at our forum this week. She is the Queen's representative, and all of the council members in Queens nominated her, and then the full council votes on her, and then the mayor has to approve her, and vice versa. The chair and the mayoral appointees are nominated by the mayor and approved by the council. So there are checks and balances, but it is a government agency through and through. Do I think it's going to be abolished anytime soon? I don't think so. It makes way too much money for the city. you know, having worked for government for 20 years, it is a cash cow for sure, and it provides much-needed revenue for the city. Unfortunately, it's taking way too much money, I think, from the little guys that are trying to do their job. It should be going against the illegal operators even more so, and against the Ubers that will probably be operating illegally in the city once the state law goes into effect, which I think is actually now. I think the law is in effect. And people are lining up in Westchester and Nassau to get licenses, which are very easy to get. You can probably get it in a half hour if all goes well.
I have to tell you what bothers me. The Taxi and Limousine Commission in Westchester would not approve 43 specific drivers. For whatever reasons, they were turned down for licensure. By the Westchester Taxi and Limousine Commission. You know what, Matt? Those same 43 guys can go and drive for Uber today. So, you don't know. And what is this I hear about voluntary fingerprinting? Oh, yeah, the next time an Uber car picks you up, folks, just say, oh, are you one of the 7 out of 10,000 guys who was fingerprinted? Oh, send me a fingerprinted guy. It is the biggest farce I ever heard and the biggest contaminated, disgusting thing regarding public safety that a mega company can do to try to push themselves around and bully their way into a county.
Unfortunate. Right. You're 110% right, David. To add to that, how outrageous it is if that resolution or amendment that was proposed in Westchester the other day, forget about voluntary fingerprinting. It allows Uber to cherry pick and select, technically, the people that they want to have go and get voluntary fingerprints. So they're going to say, oh, let's take like 50 people who have taxi licenses, let's say, who are converting over. Let's send them to get voluntary fingerprinted so that the Westchester TLC and Uber can do an announcement that they have 100% safe drivers.
I'm not putting my daughter in a car like that.
Yeah.
Not in Westchester County.
I'll
drive up and pick up my daughters. Could I jump in real quick to ask the
chairman something? JFK Mike and a Cub reporter here. If we could jump back to the handicap situation, is there any legal conflict between AccessoRide and the taxi program for the handicap? Because I've noticed extremely light promotion emanating from the TLC in doctor's offices, in air advertising, in TV advertising, internet advertising. Are they walking on eggshells with this program to a degree, or is there any legal conflict between these two entities?
I don't think there's any legal conflict. You know, here's the problem is AccessoRide does work better with sedans that go point to point with one or, you know, just one person or a group of people going to one destination, not multiple passengers in a van.
Right.
That's the first thing. That's been proven to be true. Number two, the big problem, I think, in terms of conceptually how this has been viewed is that AccessoRide is the equivalent of mass transit, and taxis and other for-hire modes are supposed to be more of a premium service. Well, you know what? Disabled individuals and passengers have been shortchanged for since the beginning, really. The ADA did not do anything to really help those who need to get around, especially in New York. You know, the subways are not accessible. There was a lawsuit where the MTA sued the USDOT many years ago,
right,
and they created this consent decree because it was too expensive to make the subways accessible with elevators. So that's where the AccessoRide.
But it was easier for them to make all the buses accessible. There was only supposed to be a certain percentage, and then people complained, oh, I had to wait for three buses, and this way, and then there was no room on the accessible bus. So it was easier to make everything wheelchair accessible. Now, that would be interesting. We have 260 accessible fares a day that are documented at the Taxi Limousine Commission, over 7,000 last month alone. okay? But there's 1,700 accessible vehicles, and every day there's more and more. By the way, Karen just sent me an email. There's no hardship required for the one-year extension that I spoke about before. TLC, no hardship required. So you're getting a free year extension. Thank you for sending that in, Karen. I appreciate it. And thanks for answering those questions. As far as the second part of the question, Matt, his question was, is it true that the TLC is about to get dismantled soon and the state is going to take over the running of the yellow taxi industry?
No, but they might as well just hang it up at this point, because this state law prevents the TLC from even enforcing the law against Uber and Lyft when they start licensing people in Westchester and Nassau. It's impossible. They said you can't get access to the driver information. So the TLC can't even find out in Westchester, Nassau, or here in New York who's driving the Uber cabs. It is proprietary information. It's not subject to the Freedom of Information Law. So the press, if there's a rape or a murder, can't even ask the government to get the information.
Didn't they have to sue to get the name of the driver?
Where? In New York? I don't remember that.
I don't know. There was some case, something illegal happened, and Uber wouldn't give up the driver's name. They actually had to go to court to get the driver's name.
They never do. They say proprietary information.
I want to keep my people happy, so I want to say hello to Marilyn Grossman and Lee Melnick from the Brigham Co-ops in Brooklyn, who are dedicated listeners to the Taxi Dave Show. Thank you so much, Brooklyn. We appreciate it. And also, when we come back from our commercial break, before the end of the show, you know, sometimes I have a charity on or musicians on. We're going to be speaking with Steve D'Angelo. If you drive a cab in New York City, Friday mornings, I'm going to tell you where to go to get free breakfast. I'm talking about, you have a choice. You can get pancakes, or you can get, a parfait with berries and granola and a bagel, or you can get an egg and cheese wrap with onions, pepper. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Friday mornings through July and even the first week in August. So we're going to tell you a little bit about where you can get it and a great place to bring tourists and people who are looking for fun and entertainment in New York City. But we'll get to that a little later in the show. And thank you, Marilyn, and thank you, Lee, for listening once again. Do appreciate it. Where were we, Matt?
Where were we?
All right, let me read an email or two, and then we'll go to break. Are taxi owners trying to require drivers to answer e-hail? And if they don't, then is it considered a refusal? Why not? If the passenger wants a yellow e-hail, then they should be able to get it. It's in the public interest. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think it would be great if there was a universal app or an e-hail that was uniform for all of the cabs. I think it would help level the playing field. There seems to not be an interest in doing it or even looking at it, even though Montreal, for instance, just embarked on it with a tourism campaign called Bonjour. So Bonjour obviously means hello or good day in French. And they painted all of these accessible, get this, electric Teslas and other types of vehicles, white with, a different color for the top. And it says Bonjour on the side. And there's a special training program that the drivers have to go through. And it's linked to the tourism campaign, and they're going to be running an app and a platform for it as well. So there's some people doing some innovative things with apps for the taxi industry.
Good.
And I don't know why we're not looking at it here.
When we come back,
great.
We're on with Matt Dawes, former chairman of the Taxi Limousine Commission, very, very much involved in transportation in New York City, New York State, around the country and around the world. He has something like 36 transportation attorneys working for him. Have a question? TaxiHail@AOL.com or call us at 800-321-0710. Bob, Anthony, Rita, Renee will get to you after the break. I'm Taxi Dave, and this is my show, the Taxi Dave Show. And JFK is in the office. I'm at Casa Claire here at Havistraw on the Hudson. 9 o'clock, the fireworks go off here, folks. You can get two for the price of one. Head up to Havistraw tonight. And then Tuesday night, check out the fireworks in New York City. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer. It's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Perlamp Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Perlamp can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Perlamp has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PerlandBrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
She said, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, you did. Oh, yeah. You let me. Good love, cause you got to have love. Hey, now you got to have love. A little, little lust. Now, baby, good love.
July 4th weekend. This is the Taxi Dave Show. And I feel like some good loving.
Yeah.
Rock and roll. Recalls, folks. We have over 200,000 recalls. 6,200 of those are 2014 through 2016 Chevrolet SS vehicles. A connector between the electric power steering module and the torque sensor connector can cause a loss of power steering. And the manufacturer has not yet provided a notification schedule for that recall. You know, do people know what a recall is? First of all, there's no cost to the owner on any recall. And if you hear your car recalled, I get a lot of emails, a lot of calls, this and that. It may not be every one of the cars for that year and that model, but a certain number, like in this case 6,000 2014 through 2016 Chevrolet SS vehicles. So if your vehicle's included in the recall, first of all, you need to get this fixed as soon as possible, you know, to avoid potential danger for you and your passengers. And so it won't cost you anything. You should get it fixed. And based on the seriousness of the recall, that's how fast the manufacturer will move, or at least should move. Porsches. Gee, Porsches. I didn't know anything could happen to a Porsche. 18,000 Porsches recalling 2010 and 2012 Panamera 4S, Panamera Turbos, 2011 through 2012 Panamera, the Cayenne. Oh, is it Cheyenne? C-A-Y-E-N. Cayenne. 2011 Cayenne S's, Cayenne Turbo vehicles. Their camshaft controllers may come loose inside the engine, resulting in an engine stall. That's serious. 18,000 Porsches. And the manufacturer has not yet provided a notification schedule, just to let you know. Chrysler. Okay. The 2017 Pacifica plug-in hybrid vehicle. Diodes in the power inverter module, the PIM, may fail due to an over-voltage condition. And if those diodes fail, the vehicle will not move under its own power. That recall is expected to start the end of the month, July 24th. And another Chrysler, over 209,000 2011 and 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan vehicles. The driver's frontal airbag may unexpectedly deploy. Boom!
God. Oh, my God.
That's terrible. And that recall is expected to begin July 28th. Yeah. So when you see bags popping on those Grand Caravan vehicles, you heard it here first on the Taxi Dave Show.
Maybe they could put in some confetti inside the airbag, you know?
For the 4th of July.
About money.
Oh, I like that. That's right. If you set off your airbags, there's a hidden $50 bill. I'll get in trouble for that one. Over 234,000 recalls. You don't get this stuff anywhere else, folks. Only on the Taxi Dave Show. No one else cares about you like I care about you.
Right.
I care. Okay. We have a number of emails for Matt, but let's take a call. Bob, you're live on the Taxi Dave Show. What do you have for Matt?
How you doing, Dave? Happy 4th of July, guys.
Same to you.
Same to you.
Hope it starts off with a bang.
All right. Well, we got a thing in here. First of all, out in Chicago, since the 1990s, they ran a voucher program for taxis on disabled. So I don't know why they can't do it here.
There you go.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you
I'd
go.
Agree with you.
It's easy. If any other city can do it.
It's way in the lead. You know, New York City's lagging behind with Chicago. Chicago's been doing it for at least 15 years.
Yeah.
Using the transit. This is a simple situation of really the MTA and the city just not talking. This could be done really very simply, where the MTA would basically just subsidize everything and have one phone number. All these cabs could service the accessorized customers and anyone who's disabled in the city. And the cab drivers and passengers would not have to pay a cent. There should not be any additional charges for insurance or retrofitting. There should not be these funds where passengers have to pay for these things. They're already paying and the money's being wasted
by
taxpayers. In fact, they're already paying for the MTA surcharge. We should get rid of the MTA surcharge because they haven't made good use of our tax money.
Bravo.
We shouldn't be leveling the playing field by asking Uber to do it. Forget that. Let's just get rid of it and have AccessoRide pay for every type of subsidy that the drivers need to run this service. Let's have one phone number, one app for all the accessible cabs, greens, yellows, Lyft, whatever. Let's put them all together under one roof. I don't understand why we don't stick to it.
Yes.
All right, man.
And when I raised this, David, remember we talked about this at the forum? Everyone's like, I said, did that work? Everyone's like, yeah.
Yeah, so what a surprise, right?
I don't know. It's MTA needs to get to the table at the TLC right away.
If the train, they can't make it because the train is broken.
Unfortunately.
Anthony, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Did we lose Anthony?
Can you hear me?
Speak
hear me
up,
now?
Boy.
Yes.
Yes, hey.
Hi, Anthony.
If I have to pay a commercial insurance, how come the Uber guy doesn't have to pay commercial liability insurance? Well, how is that fair?
There you go.
Well, it's not, Anthony. Before this new state law passed, they were paying commercial insurance. In fact, they were paying, if you were a limo base, which Uber has several limo bases, they were paying more than the taxi cab drivers were.
It poses a safety problem, Matt, doesn't it, by not having commercial insurance? A potential safety problem?
Now they don't need commercial insurance. If you're, let's say, an Uber driver paying commercial insurance now, all you have to do is go to Westchester or Nassau, register as a TNC, get rid of your commercial insurance, and get personal insurance, $25.50 coverage, probably save thousands and thousands of dollars on premiums, and then Uber will pay for the supplemental policy under the state law. So that's they're doing that on purpose so that they can lure drivers away from the yellow and tax the livery and black car industry with promises that they're going to have less expenses if they're independent contractor drivers. So that's it's part of their business model to churn drivers, put unqualified people on the road so they have a network of drivers to expand the pie and put unqualified people on the road and to give them insurance breaks through these personal insurance lines. That's their business model. It's in every state. That's what gives them that competitive edge. We know it's a razor-thin margin that we have as taxi drivers when it comes to expenses and everything. And they just cut right through that margin by getting laws passed that benefit only them. I believe those laws are unconstitutional. There's a lawsuit that was dropped.
Thank you, Matt.
Federal court.
We have a question here.
Today, and it's going to be heard next
Matt.
Friday.
Right.
We have an email here, question. The VIA logo is on the outside of VIA cars. Can Mr. Doss comment on whether this is possibly illegal? The TLC ignored my request.
The blue VIA logo.
I don't think there's any issue with that. I mean, you're allowed to have logos on the various for-hire cars. I think they have for-hire cars. I don't think there's an issue there. But,
okay. Here's an email from Florida. Matt, you're the best commissioner the taxi drivers of New York City ever had. We pray another one like you will once again lead the industry to recover all that has happened since you left the position. At least you still care and are doing what you can from the outside. We all appreciate this.
Thank you. Thank you from Florida.
All right.
Maybe I'll pull a Joe Loader and go back.
And this is from Upcar. Hello, Taxi Dave. Recently, all the through street signs, 6 to 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the Midtown area, disappeared overnight. What happened here? Why did we suffer for over a decade with those restrictions? Did this failed social experiment work or not work? Why did the city reverse this policy of making it easy for app drivers to make their pickups? I'm disgusted at what the city initially must have paid for those experts and consultants to authorize the through street signs. Only now did they realize that they were wrong from day one. I believe Uber had a big hand in removal of these signs. You know, I went through because I heard about this, and there are no more through street signs. MTA, I almost called them to the table, but it really didn't have anything to do with what we were talking about at your forum, Matt. And they promoted the heck out of this. What people don't realize is sometimes on the through streets, you know, you're not allowed to turn until you get to the far west side if you're on the east side or vice versa. It can take you 20 minutes to go cross town on the fastest streets because of double parked cars and only one lane of traffic. It is totally absurd. Why wouldn't the MTA tell people that it's gone now?
And did they
waste money?
The through streets are done by the DOT. If you remember, Dave, many years ago when Bloomberg, you know, this is the last time anybody ever
talked. Give me a short answer, will you, Matt?
Okay. Yeah. Bloomberg wanted there to be less traffic. The DOT commissioner created through streets. It's arguable whether they worked. They clearly don't work now because traffic is at an all-time miserable state in addition to the subway being problematic. I don't even know if people know what they are anymore. Certainly you're kind of stuck in traffic, whether you're on a through street or not, and something really needs to be done about it for the first time.
Yes,
nobody really cares.
Matt, Renee, can we remove the present TLC chairwoman and put Matt Doss back in charge immediately? We need someone who understands the job. Whoa. That's a young lady who was on the line. She hung up and sent me an email instead. Oh boy!
The commissioner is doing a great job.
She is doing a great job. What's the first thing you asked me on the panel? You kind of caught me with my pants down. You asked me, David, is it true you're running for mayor?
Oh yes.
How bad could you be?
Yes.
Yes.
That's funny.
But you said you're not. Is there anything we could do to change your mind? Can I send a couple of emails to you?
Well, let me get some support for the radio show. We'll talk about that. Maybe, you know what? Maybe not this time around. Maybe next term. I'll work on it for 4 years. Okay. All your callers, listen, I want to thank you, Rita. Renee was off, Rita and Henry and Thomas, Jose. We're not going to have time because when we come back, okay, I'm going to tell taxi drivers who drive Friday mornings where to get free breakfast and where to take tourists who are looking for fun and entertainment. In the meantime, Matt Doss, thank you for coming on the Taxi Dave show.
Thanks, Matt.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thanks for answering our live questions. And what could I say? I hope I see you soon. All right?
Shout out to Matt Doss.
All right, Matt Doss. And by the way, there's a fuel surcharge, but not in New York City. It's in Philadelphia, folks, and it's going to start very soon. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to tell you how to get some free breakfast in New York City, man. I'm Taxi Dave. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. Stay tuned for more of my show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Different insurance company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Hereford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. If you're driving a yellow cab and you want to make more money, okay, listen to this. So you dropped a customer, it's time to find your next fare. Should you go to Penn Station, downtown Broadway, to Times Square? Wait, maybe there's a concert ending at Carnegie Hall. Stop guessing. The Street Smart app will guide you to your next fare. Using data from multiple sources, Street Smart will direct you through the route with the most chance to find your next fare. Not only that, drop the passenger at the airport. Should you stay or should you go, Street Smart will also give you the status of LaGuardia and JFK parking lot. So stop guessing. Start driving smart. Download Street Smart now. Search for Street Smart in the App Store or Google Play and look for the yellow cat. It's not magic. It's technology. And by the way, I got two emails from drivers since last week. They were a guest on our show. And those two drivers said they are making more money and there's less time in between drop-offs and pickups since they're using the Street Smart app. This is the truth, guys. Street Smart. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Hey, thanks.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
I'm coming home to you.
southbound, northbound, westbound, eastbound this weekend. It's July 4th weekend on the Taxi Dave Show. People are all over the place. Watch out for those people coming back from drinking and driving. Be careful out there, folks. And if you're drinking, take a cab, please. Preferably a yellow cab. So, we pick up a couple of guys at the airport or go into a hotel and I say, you know, where can we have some fun tonight? Where can we go this evening? We just want to have some fun, some entertainment. Well, there's a place on 33rd Street, right across the street from the Empire State Building, between 5th and 6th Avenue, called Rick's Cabaret. And with us now is Steve D'Angelo, who's the manager. And they're doing something very special. Steve, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Thanks, Dave. Glad to be here.
Okay, so you're doing something very special for yellow cab drivers on Friday mornings. Why don't you tell our audience what you're doing?
Yes, we are. Well, what we did is we set up a breakfast to go for all the cab drivers that goes at the end of Thursday night into Friday morning, so technically Friday from 4 a.m. to 6 a.m. We put it that way so the night drivers, they can, you know, take it, you know, have the option to get a breakfast, and also we'll switches shifts for the day drivers. They can come over and get the breakfast. So
and
what is
the
there's an option
and pick up a fare afterwards, right?
Right.
they can do that too.
Now
exactly.
This just isn't a regular roll and butter, right? I mean, you're offering these guys three options.
Yeah, they can get either pancakes, they can get a bagel yogurt parfait, or they can get an egg and cheese wrap, and that can come with a coffee, orange juice, or bottled water, whatever they prefer.
Wow.
Now you did it this past Friday for the first time.
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Yes, we did. This was the first one this year. It went great. We gave out over 50 meals. A lot of happy faces, a lot of happy taxi drivers.
You know, driving a cab is a thankless job in New York City. And when I heard that Rick's Cabaret was giving free breakfasts out to New York City cab drivers, I said, you know what?
Wow.
I have to have you on the show. And
thank you.
You were nice enough to invite me to your establishment to see what it's all about. Folks, you know, hey, gentlemen, if you smoke cigars, ladies, if you smoke cigars, on the roof of Rick's Cabaret, there are couches on the roof, and you're overlooking the Empire State Building. It's unbelievable. It's a real New York City experience.
Woo!
Yeah. I'm gonna go there with my girlfriend one day.
Yeah.
I am. So this is going on every Friday in July, right?
Yes, it goes every Friday. The last day for this season is August 4th, Friday, August 4th.
Okay, well, I hope you're going to come on again and tell us about it. You know what?
I would love to.
The Rick's Cabaret, you know, a lot of people, they don't really know what it is. But Rick's Cabaret is actually a publicly held company. It's the real deal, folks. This is a place you can go. You don't have to worry about safety or getting ripped off or nonsense. There's a steakhouse in there, okay, in Rick's Cafe. You can go there for dinner. You can go there to smoke cigars. You can go there for entertainment. And what else you have there, Rick? I mean, Steve.
You can go there. Yeah, I wish. You can go there for lunch. We've got a really great lunch special. It goes 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We offer a three-course meal for $10. We have a really great Wednesday Surf and Turf happy hour special. We run happy hour until 8 o'clock every day. So we've got some really great specials that you know, keep people coming.
And I heard that if you do bring a customer there in the evening, you're contemplating giving them some dinner. But we'll talk about that another time.
That's a great idea. We'll talk about that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have a couple of emails. Dun-dun-dun. These are met from Matt. You know, it's funny. Sometimes we live in an instantaneous push-button world. You think that if you email it, I'm going to see it that second. And this might have been sent 10 or 15 minutes ago. I'm just getting some 2-3 emails right now from Matt Dawes. Sorry, guys. You missed it. But try to be fast on your emails. And ladies, too. Yes, we get them from ladies also. So, once again, you're not going to hear this anywhere else. Does anybody else want to tell you that taxi drivers are getting free breakfast? Hey, you know what? He doesn't have to spend money on food. It's showing some thanks to the driving industry. And I would highly recommend, you know, so if your passengers are saying, in New York, what's a fun thing to do? What's a different thing to do? Hey, a rooftop bar. You can smoke a cigar. Overlooking the Empire State Building? You got to be kidding me. It's fantastic. So what's your address, Steve?
We're located at 50 West 33rd. That's 50 West 33 Street between 5th Avenue and Broadway.
Well, when I went in there, it's a very upscale, high-end Gentleman's Cabaret. It really is.
Yes.
It's a top-notch place, clean, friendly, and it is. It is. It's absolutely beautifully decorated. And you know what I like? I mean, you got to think this is funny. A lot of times when I go out for dinner, I like when there's a bathroom attendant because sometimes he has charms for your bad breath. He might have some cologne. If you're with your girlfriend, you want to impress her, you forgot to wear cologne. And it's nice. You know, he puts some paper towels in your hands. You have the best guy in your men's room, okay, I can think of. Anyway,
great.
Steve, thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show. We're just about out of time. And, folks, don't forget Rick's Cabaret and Cab Drivers, breakfast 4 to 6 a.m. this Friday and every Friday in July. We'll hear from Steve again next week. Okay, what's your address, Steve?
It's on 33rd Street, West 33rd.
It's 50 West 33rd Street, 50 West 33rd Street. Anyway, I'm Taxi Dave. Thanks a lot, Mike. Thanks, Matt Dawes. Thanks, Claire, with Claire's Casa. And I'm going to go watch some fireworks. I got to go now. Taxi!